Good morning. Happy Friday, everybody. Tom and Loggy, 1 hour left to go, mate.
Mm-hmm. And it's been a very big show already. Have you got the SCOBY off your hands yet?
No, I can still smell it. I can taste it, and it didn't even go anywhere near my mouth.
Yeah. The reason we have a SCOBY, it's our new mascot for FebFit. We're getting fit this Feb, and over the next month, you can get fit with us and try and walk around the world. We're trying to get to 54 million steps. Mm. And by giving us your steps, you could win yourself $500 cash.
That's right. You get to that. And while you're doing that, on the line at the moment, James Blunt in the country promoting his new album, Once Upon a Mind. Good morning, James.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Oh, very well.
All the better for chatting to you, James.
Mate, you are in the country. How are you enjoying your time in Australia at the moment?
I love it down here. I mean, I've got mates. I'm in Sydney at the moment, sadly leaving today. But I've had a blast and really looking forward to coming down in November on a tour. And my special guest that I'm bringing is Jason Mraz. So we're gonna have a blast.
Yeah, I see Jason still rocking the hat on the tour. Do you ever feel like flicking it off him, or obviously that's his signature outfit?
I think that's the one thing you don't do, isn't it? People with hats seem to get very upset if you don't touch the hat. I think
it's a school of hats. You're worried his brains will fall out top of his head or something. There's something under there. So you've got the new album out, Once Upon a Mind, which is fantastic, and we're playing 5 miles at the moment. But Monsters, that was a pretty moving film clip. You had me all tearing up there, mate. It's a song about your dad?
Yeah, it's pretty heavy, but misery sells. And when my dad told me he was unwell, I thought, I can cash in on this. So I've written the song Monsters. He's got stage 4 chronic kidney disease, and so realizing I didn't have much time with him, you know, I thought I needed to write a song and say things I wouldn't have otherwise had a chance to say. And so, but, you know, it says, I'm not your son, you're not my father, we're just two grown men saying goodbye. No need to forgive, no need to forget. I know your mistakes, and you know mine. And I've got him in the video clip too, and that's been amazing. He looks fantastic in that.
He does.
And it's a special old bit of film footage for me because he's immortalised in it.
You've said here that it's sort of like a eulogy, basically. So what was the reaction when you said, Dad, I want to sing to you a eulogy? And that doesn't normally happen until people are obviously long and gone. Was he a bit weirded out by it, or was he really touched by it? Because let's be honest, at your funeral, people say nice stuff about you, so it would be nice to hear while we're still here.
Yeah, exactly. What's the point of someone writing a nice eulogy when you're dead and gone?
Yeah.
So you might as well, you know, say those things. And I think he got that. It's been an amazing thing of being able to say to him how important he is to me, and lots of other people have kind of got in touch with me saying they wish they'd had the chance. I'm really lucky that I've had warning, and I'm really glad that I can express it in a song. And I have told him if he pops his clog soon, the song's going to do much better than the charts. But he's still rocking.
That's good. That's the main thing. Send him our love. You very famously own a pub, and I've read that you actually play your beautiful... your own song to get them to leave at the end of the night. There's no closing time.
Five to midnight. You know, we need to clear the place out. And how better to do that than just stick on your beautiful logo running for the door?
Yeah.
It's thoroughly effective.
Does it really work?
It's an awesome pub. It's a 170-year-old pub called the Fox and Pheasant in Chelsea in London, if you ever find yourself in London. And you'll find me behind the bar pulling pints, and it's the best thing I've ever bought. I think every pop star should probably buy one.
Yeah, is it haunted?
Only by me.
Okay.
And you'd hear a lot of sob stories tending a bar, you know, people pour their heart out to you. Do you then pour that into music, into songs?
Exactly. I can, steal their misery and cash in on it. I mean, I really enjoy it because it was going to be turned into flats. Apartments, and I thought, you know, I'll buy it and keep it as a pub that has been for so many years. And you know, when people say, what should we do tonight? I say, I own a pub, let's go there.
Yeah,
lovely.
Brilliant. Oh, that's the dream.
All right, we're joined on the show by James Blunt. James, please hang there. We're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back and play a fun game with you.